It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The statewide stay-at-home order has ended, but what the rules are now depends on where you live. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Many counties, including El Paso and Larimer, are choosing to follow the governor's schedule. Retail businesses can begin curbside pickup today and open their doors on Friday as long as they take safety precautions. Offices will be allowed to bring workers back starting next week. However, Denver and most of the surrounding area will wait longer. Jefferson, Arapahoe, and Adams start allowing curbside retail pickup today, but will otherwise stay under their own stay-home orders until at least May 8th. On the opposite end of the scale, the state has allowed some counties to lift even more restrictions. Eagle and Mesa counties have both been granted waivers, and Custer and Fremont have applied for them. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado meatpacking companies have seen their operations affected by coronavirus. Now the cheese producer Leprino Foods has closed its plant in Fort Morgan because of positive coronavirus cases. That shutdown began Sunday, CPR's Taylor Allen reports.
The cheese company will remain closed for at least 5 days after testing revealed a high number of people who tested positive for COVID-19. The exact number has not been released at this time. The company began testing April 19th and says it will finish testing all 350 employees by Monday. During the five-day closure, the company will do a deep cleaning of the facility. All employees that were scheduled to work will still be paid. The company also says that employees over the high-risk age of 65 won't be expected to be at the facility, but will still get paid until further notice. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Average gas prices in Colorado are a dollar cheaper than they were a year ago. The price at the pump has fallen for more than 2 months while Coloradans followed a stay-at-home order. The statewide average price for a gallon of gasoline is $1.74. Colorado's weather is warming up after some recent lows. Temperatures are forecast in the upper 80s by Thursday, and that's a quick turnaround from the record low of 12 degrees set during a snowstorm about a week ago. But Bob Kalila with the National Weather Service says that's just Colorado weather for you.
We're going from record lows to near possibly record highs.
Thursday is expected to be the warmest day this week. For today, it's a high near 80 around Denver, mid-70s. In Colorado Springs and Fort Collins, above 80 in Pueblo, 50s and 60s in the mountains. This is CPR News.